people get, it's a worldwide tradition, this, and we've got Alec on the phone. Hi, Alec, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Yeah, great, mate. What part of the States are you in?
I'm actually in Colorado.
Okay, and we got sent a link and told to look at your house, which is beautifully decorated up with all sorts of lights, and also you've got inflatables all over the place.
That's right. I don't know how beautiful they are, guys. Some people say they're kind of tacky, but it sure is a ton of fun here.
Matt, I'll tell you what, it looks absolutely amazing. And you've got your whole place hooked up to the internet so people can get onto your website and they can turn your lights on and off and inflate all your inflatables or deflate them and stuff like that.
That's correct, guys. As a matter of fact, if you look at it live right now, things are normally turned off, but I just hit the inflate buttons on Elmo, Homer, Simpson, and Santa Claus.
Yeah, they've just gone up.
We can just see them going
right
up, yeah.
And we see them there on webcam 3, and then I'll wave to your listeners here in case they're viewing me. I'm on webcam 3 in Santa's workshop.
Yep, now we can see you there, mate. You're wearing a yellow shirt.
That's right. But yep. Like you said, I've got the three live webcams that are providing a view of the house and lights. And then in the evening, which over here would be about 6 hours from now, the controls are active. And what can happen there is people around the world can come by and they can hit the on-off button or the inflate and deflate and then turn the 15,000 Christmas lights on and off. And if you don't like Homer Simpson, you can deflate him.
Right. Nice. Now, the website is www.comar.org, and that's K-O-M-A-R.org. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
All right, and it's and you've got three different webcams, and I can see you sitting at the table right now.
That's right. I'm right behind the light bright and all sorts of paraphernalia here in my office.
So I love the Incredible Hulk, yeah. Mate.
Awesome, hey, if I can mention one more thing, guys, you probably noticed is there's actually a good side to this craziness here. My kids have something called celiac disease. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
No.
What it is, it's an intolerance to wheat or gluten. No beer or pizza. Bad mojo, huh?
Oh, really?
But bottom line is I use a website as a way to raise funds. It's, of course, totally free. People can donate. It's completely optional. And also to raise awareness of this malady.
Right. Oh, that's a great way of raising a bit of money and having a bit of fun at the same time.
Yeah, actually, I think there's some guy down in New Zealand named Alan Perot. Is he some writer down there at the New Zealand Herald?
I haven't heard of him.
Apparently he wrote some story about this recently. He said celiac, he thought it was some type of Japanese import car.
Oh really?
Yeah. Okay, those are pretty popular down there.
So, Alec, at peak time, like at 9 o'clock at night, how many people are on your website?
Oh, gosh, it was pretty crazy last night, guys, because as you notice, it was on the front page of two really popular sites, one called dig.com and fark.com is just a crazy site. And, yeah. Last night there was a couple thousand people on at the same time.
Really?
Turning lights on and off. So I have really good neighbors that think the whole thing's a riot. And needless to say, the kids in the neighborhood, they just love the flashing lights and stuff going up and down like crazy.
Santa's just about up.
Yeah, it's fantastic how you can control all these things from the website. And so what happens if somebody's on the website trying to deflate Homer Simpson and somebody's trying to inflate him at the same time? Who wins?
Well, there's actually a queuing mechanism there, and it's actually a battle. It's hard to say who wins because probably a few seconds later, someone comes along and hits the inflate or deflate button. As you just pointed out there, I think it was Garrett that said that, Santa is 12 feet tall, the others are 8 feet tall, and Santa takes a long time to inflate.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I mean, he does say it'd take a long time to deflate as well, wouldn't he?
Well, that's right. He does take a long time to go down. By the way, I just realized I forgot to push the inflate button on Frosty the Snowman in webcam 2. Give him about 30 to 45 seconds, and he'll start popping up there
for you.
So
you've got three screens there, Alec. There's obviously you, looks like, inside in Santa's workshop, by the looks of things. You've got the one of the as you call it, the garage with the Santa and the Elmo and the Homer. And is that your front yard or your backyard, the other one?
Yeah, the other one's the front yard right there, and you can kind of see a deer and Frosty slowly starting to come up, and then you see down at the bottom of the grass there, a tree, you know, and a few other things. And actually, today is garbage day, so you'll see my trash cans at the lower right there on the right side.
Is that real snow, or is it your manufactured snow?
Well, that's real snow. We actually in Colorado get quite a bit. We had a lot about a week or two ago, and then it's been about 10 degrees Celsius, your temperature, and it's slowly starting to melt. Do you see Frosty slowly coming up there for you?
Yeah, we can see him coming up now. Yeah. Hey, Alec, you know how you got these things all flicked up to switches so we can control them via the internet? You know what you should do?
What's that?
You should get all your home appliances hooked up, and then people can cook you dinner and stuff.
Well, that would be an interesting idea, guys, but...
We could go and help ourselves to a beer from your fridge. I know you don't have beer, do you?
I'm sorry. Well, I drink beer because I don't have celiac, but my kids don't
okay.
drink beer.
Okay. Well, you're kind of good. How old are your kids, by the way?
My kids are 5 and 8 years old.
You've got to try and get them off the beer as soon as possible.
Well, fortunately, there is gluten-free beer out there, but you guys should do a taste test sometimes. The gluten-free products really taste pretty crappy. So my hope is, you know, by raising money and awareness, over 15,000 as of this morning, you know, hopefully eventually be a cure. And I can actually have a real beer with my boys when they get a bit older.
Oh, that's cool, mate. Hey, thank you very much for your time, Alec. It's really nice to talk to you. Your website is komar.org. That's KOMAR.org. And it's definitely well worth a look. And thank you for your time.
Oh, thanks for your time. Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.
Same to you and your family, mate. Thanks.
All right, take care.
All right, this is More FM 723.